USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is signing an executive order aimed at prioritizing American workers.
Today I'm signing an executive order to ensure that the federal government lives by a very simple rule: hire American. We've been doing it at a level that hasn't been done, maybe ever. I'll also be taking firm disciplinary action against the leadership of the Tennessee Valley Authority, which has sadly and cruelly betrayed American workers.
The order targets job outsourcing within federal agencies that replace American jobs with inexpensive foreign labor. Top leaders from both sides of the aisle are meeting to discuss a new stimulus plan. Enhanced unemployment benefits did expire on Friday for millions of Americans as Democrats rejected a Republican plan, a short-term plan, to keep those intact. This is USA Radio News.
Can the daily recommended servings of fruits and vegetables fit into just 6 capsules? Yes. We start by sourcing organically grown whole fruits and vegetables. We ensure they are picked at peak ripeness. All of our produce is third-party tested for pesticides, heavy metals, bad bacteria, and nutrients. They are then washed, cut, and put through an advanced vacuum cold process, which removes the water using pressure. This maximizes the nutritional value while preserving the color, smell, and taste of the fruit or vegetable. The freeze-dried food is then ground into a fine powder without adding any additives, fillers, or extracts. These powdered foods are then mixed in our proprietary blends and encapsulated, locking out air and moisture. The capsules are then bottled and shipped directly to our customers. Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Remembrances are taking place in El Paso, Texas, to mourn the loss of 23 people who were murdered in a Walmart. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has details.
It's the one-year anniversary of the deadly El Paso Walmart mass shooting, when a total of 23 people were shot and killed and 23 others were wounded. It launched a flurry of legislative hearings that included Ed Scruggs with an organization called Texas Gun Sense. But he says despite the initial outrage, nothing has changed since a year ago. Because of the coronavirus, reunions and memorials today to mark the anniversary are being held virtually.
9 people are dead and 24 others hurt after another weekend of violence in Chicago. The first incident left a 9-year-old dead. Police say the child was an unintended target when shots were fired toward a group of people. Last week, Chicago Democratic Mayor Lori Lightfoot requested more security for herself. USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
The National Hurricane Center says Tropical Storm Isaias is about 90 miles southeast of Brunswick, Georgia. It's also moving to the north at 13 miles an hour. The storm is expected to strengthen into a Category 1 hurricane before making landfall along the coasts of South and North Carolina. North Carolina Democratic Governor Roy Cooper says his state's been through this before.
North Carolina emergency managers have been carefully planning for the storm response in a COVID-19 environment. We know how to plan, prepare, and respond when it's over. Nothing about that has changed. But this time, we're going to have to do it with a mask on.
The world's biggest motorcycle rally is set to take place in South Dakota. USA Radio Network's John Hunt has the details.
Sturgis is on. The message has been broadcast across social media as South Dakota, which has seen an uptick in coronavirus infections over recent weeks, is bracing to host hundreds of thousands of bikers for the 80th edition of the Sturgis Motorcycle Rally. More than 250,000 people are expected to rumble through western South Dakota seeking the freedom of cruising the boundless landscapes in a state that has had no lockdowns. The August 7th through 16th event, which could be the biggest anywhere so far during the pandemic, will offer businesses that depend on the rally a chance to make up for losses caused by coronavirus.
More news can be found online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.